Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Coming up at 9:45, your chance to win tickets to go see Aerosmith, the Peace Out Farewell Tour with the Black Crows. 9:45, your chance to score some tickets for that. Right now, though, we open up the entertainment page, which is driven by BMW Fairfax.
That's right. Driven by BMW Fairfax, he may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. But more importantly, go over there, test drive a vehicle, ask for Mike Walker. He'll take care of you. They'll treat you like a rock star. You will not regret it. Trust me. Mention me. That'll help you out. All right. A lot going on, actually, but I think we are sleeping on the fact that Drabby is flying to Spain.
Yes, today. We are.
Tonight.
Yeah. Were you aware of that?
I no. was aware, but I
had no idea.
He told me a few times where he was going, and I kept forgetting. I was like, where are you going on vacation? He's like, you clearly don't care about me because I've told you, like, multiple times that I'm going to Spain.
And I had no idea. I don't know.
So, yes, I knew he was heading to Spain. I slept on the fact that it was today.
Is he flying on Span Air for free like Jason did for his honeymoon?
He is not.
Drab, you care to update people? You are flying to Spain today with your wife. You're meeting your parents who are already there.
Yeah, my parents have been there for about a week. You know, they're retired, so they fly on this, or they go to these Marriott vacation clubs all over the world or all over the country. Mm-hmm. And so they've wanted, my parents are obsessed with tennis. They play tennis every single day.
Right.
And so they've wanted to go to Malaga.
Okay.
Or however you say it in southern Spain.
I think you
Malaga.
Nailed it.
Is it Malaga?
I think it's really Stravi's sure. pronunciation, Malaga. But I could be wrong.
I have no idea. I'll let you know.
Right. Okay. Yes.
They've been there for about a week, so I'm meeting them there. We're going to be playing a lot of tennis, maybe going to some. My dad keeps sending me photos of, like, signs that say topless beach here.
Oh, that's weird. That's a weird bit from your dad.
That's a creepy bit.
He sent me something on a family text
topless.
Change. Okay, my dad sent me something on a family of that picture, and it said, something for the boys.
It's kind of bizarre.
Right.
Would be really weird is if you guys all as a family. And your mom and your wife were topless.
He's already told me that, like, 10 to 20% of the women are not wearing tops.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. See, look at you.
Look at the twinkle in his eye.
Trust me, it does throw you, because I saw that in Aruba years back, and you're not expecting
right.
it. And that was like on a regular, like just a regular beach. It wasn't just like nude beach.
I will say that my wife and I went to Spain in April as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got married in December, but we went on at the April honeymoon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The weather's not it's not going to be like 85 degrees, I don't think.
No, it's like 70.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of like here.
You think.
Mediterranean climate.
I think today's supposed to hit in the 80s, right?
Today is here. Supposed to be 80.
I'm going
to
check your weather report.
But anyway, Travis flying to Spain. So are like all your siblings going? It's like a big family thing?
No. I latched on. This is my parents' trip. I called him like 2 months ago.
And he said, hey, can we meet you there?
No. I said, they were talking about, and I said, he said something about a two-bedroom suite. And I said, well, who's going with you? And he goes, nobody. I said, so the second bedroom is just free?
Right.
And I go, why didn't you invite me? And then he goes, do you want to come? And I go, yeah, of course. And so I bought our plane tickets, and I'll have a free place to stay.
Oh, that is sweet. Beautiful. You're smart.
Yeah. Now, by the way, your weather looks great. It is high of 70s, like mid-70s, and lows in the high 50s all week.
Kind of like here.
No rain until Sunday. Well,
Drab, I don't understand this. Drab doesn't like seafood. Isn't
I don't have no idea.
Isn't Spain
No, tapas? We're doing big
a lot
on tapas.
Of small plates.
I can't remember what I was eating.
It's the tapas region.
So, but the thing that scares
and topless region.
The thing that scares tapas me is just the flights, the trains, planes, and it's just going to be a nightmare.
Yeah. My biggest concern is what movies to watch.
Right, but I checked on the safety of your aircraft from here to Dublin. You're on an Airbus, I think it's the A321, newest in their fleet.
Those are big.
Beautiful.
Yeah, but I like that. A nice experience plane.
I like
honestly.
I tend to like new and non-Boeing division, like lately.
Most things are Boeing.
So you're flying into, where'd you say?
Dublin.
Flying 7 hours into Dublin.
7 hours Dublin.
You've got to wait 2 or 3 hours there.
Layover and then
Then
Malaga.
What is it, like 3 hours to
something like that.
Yeah.
The most tilting part is that I've waited my entire life to play on the red clay of Spain.
Yeah.
And my wife, and we've been married all this time, never plays tennis.
Right.
She's going to play tennis for her first time on the red clay of Spain.
I mean, she's it's hardly playing tennis if she doesn't play tennis.
Well,
she's going to swing at the ball.
Yeah.
Well, did you?
She'll post for Instagram.
Yeah. Right. Do you know what? You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of the story. Did you see who won the Masters lottery for the media?
Did not.
It's a sportscaster out of Augusta, and she's never played a round of golf in her life, and this is her first time playing golf. Is going to be Augusta or the media lottery.
She needs to give that away.
Yeah.
I think that was the debate, right? Whether or not she would give it away. You can't go.
Why? She won it fair and square.
200. I know she won it fair and square, but
so
she wouldn't appreciate
it. Hit a couple balls and pick it up. Walk the course.
Okay, you could do
that.
Why don't you give it to one of your colleagues that actually plays golf and would actually enjoy it?
Well, the colleague didn't win. She won.
She did win. It's her right.
It's her right. She didn't have to do anything.
How many nights in Spain, Drab?
Seven, I think. I don't know. I think I come back next Tuesday.
Gosh. All right.
But the time zone
is this your first time to Europe?
Yeah, I had to get a passport and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it already.
You got your passport later than I did. Look at you.
No, I went to Jamaica and everything.
Okay.
I hate the when you got to go through customs and all that.
I'm not.
Just think of me when you're miserable, because I'm just like I literally throw tantrums in line. I can't handle lines.
Why can't you get beyond that and focus on the happiness of the seven nights?
Because he's like me. We're just very negative people.
No, I don't like to be negative. It's just that I don't like to just stand there and do nothing. It's hell. Stand there, do nothing, and just wait and wait.
It'll be over with eventually.
Eventually, it will be over. Eventually.
Drabby, there were two towns that we went to that I recommend. Now, I don't know how far they're going to be from where you are. It looks like Toledo, Ohio.
Okay.
All the way to Toledo. It's not Toledo. It's Toledo. That was one. And I believe Sevilla was the other one. So if you can somehow take a day trip, won't take a day, Toledo and Sevilla were very cool, old Spanish towns.
Do you guys have a rental car?
You mean Seville? I think that's a big city?
No, it was small. I want to say it was called Sevilla.
Anyways, I'm going to
I'm looking
Spain
at the map
today.
Right now. I can't find it.
Well, I hope you have a good trip. Are you going to be tweeting like cakes, like of your water shoes and everything?
My wife told me I have to take a bunch of photos of her and get mentally prepared.
Because she wants the whole IG experience.
I think so, yeah. But she's super excited. And it's her birthday.
Right.
So
happy birthday.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah,
it's a big week for us.
Billy Joel, I guess they on CBS Cakes, I didn't realize this, after the Masters, after the Masters, I turned it off.
Right.
Billy Joel, though, had his 100th concert of his residency at Madison Square Garden televised.
Yep.
But they had to wait a little bit because the Masters, the coverage ran a little long.
Mm-hmm.
toward the end of the show, apparently, he was performing Piano Man, and a bunch of networks cut off the show,
well,
pissed off all the fans in his most iconic song.
Mm. Like, why would you cut that off?
They had to go to local news.
You can kick the local news down the road.
What time was this?
You need to hear the end of Piano Man.
It must have been probably like 9 to 11 or something. Okay. I don't know. Mm. Whatever the hell it was.
God forbid I don't look at my traffic and weather on the 8th.
Isn't that time all just hard stamped for local news? It's always hard stamped, I thought.
I don't know.
It's what it seems like.
I don't think you are allowed to cut
it. You can't make an executive decision. No, to say, I don't think Billy Joel hit.
No, I don't think you're allowed.
They say there's no need to get into the weeds, but one of the sports directors in Tampa said there was a special report after the Masters and it wasn't accounted for. And that's where they kind of got into a tough spot. They did it in Fort Wayne. They did it in Tampa. They just kind of did it all over the country, and they're getting crushed all over social media for cutting off Billy Joel in the middle of his most iconic song.
Yeah. They botched
the closer. We talked about the Golden Bachelor when it was on, just because that was kind of a funny idea, like have these old farts in there and like the dream suites and all that.
Fantasy suites.
Speaking of Viagra.
The fantasy football suites.
Well, the Golden Bachelor couple is already done. Jerry Turner and Teresa are divorcing after just 3 months of marriage.
What's amazing, they actually got married, though, because a lot of these couples on The Bachelor, they're together for, you know, the whatever it's called, the rose after the finale, whatever they call the show after the finale.
Oh, what is that?
It's
show
got a special name.
Oh, after the final rose.
Yeah, after the final rose. So they'll be together then. And then it's like, oh, this is the first time they can talk about their relationship
they
in public. And then 6 months later, they break
they're
up.
Always broken
so
up.
These ones actually got married.
Yes, got married, only lasted 3 months. Some of the other contestants are now saying that they dodged a bullet. Apparently, it wasn't anything really. It was mostly just the woman.
I can dodge
and
bullets,
how did they not
baby.
Reconcile this before they got married. She ended up, she just didn't want to leave her job and didn't want to leave her home. She didn't want to move. I think she maybe lived in Jersey or something. She just didn't want to move. And, you know, he wanted to move. So it didn't work. Kate LeClark apparently made a surprise SNL appearance. Definitely a surprise for me because I never watched that show, Cakes.
I saw the clips. It was kind of funny. I guess, are we going to play some of it?
Yes, yes.
The University of Iowa announced that basketball star Caitlin Clark will have her jersey retired and replaced with an apron. No, hold on. I think you're a great basketball player. I mean, I can't play like you do.
Yeah, we know. And obviously, I can't tell jokes like you do.
Thank you for that.
But I did write some jokes, and it would mean a lot to me if you read some of them. Just right over there on the cards.
Well. The Indiana Fever have the first pick in this Monday's draft. A reminder that Indiana Fever is a WNBA team and not what Michael Che gave to dozens of women at Purdue University.
It's actually, it kind of made me laugh.
So cheesy. I can't do it. It's so cheesy. So did Ryan Gosling host this one?
Yeah, he was actually hysterical.
They said it was funny. Hey, this is what Lorne Michaels hates because he breaks character all the time. Mm-hmm, and then the whole cast started
laughing. Do yourself a favor and watch the Beavis and Butthead.
It's a great skit.
It's
very funny.
It's actually one of the
Where
funniest.
Where did you see it?
I saw it on Twitter.
Yeah, online.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably one of the funniest skits I've seen
in
a while.
Very funny.
Beavis and Butthead.
It's hard for me.
With
I'm not
Ryan
a Beavis
Gosling?
And Butthead guy. But
yeah,
try.
With Ryan Gosling.
I'll try.
Watch it, Jason.
All right.
The Caitlin Clark thing, to me, the funnier part was it may be it's somewhat chauvinistic, but I guess Michael Che has been joning on WNBA and women's basketball for a long time. So,
right, so that's what
she made him read his old jokes. And I don't know. I thought it was pretty good. She was on there for like 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, good for her. Hey, her star couldn't be any bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You watching the draft tonight, Cakes?
Why? I know Caitlin Clark's going number one.
We'll find out who goes number two and three. You're not a Cameron Brink fan.
I'll pay attention to it.
I'm watching the Caps tonight.
I know.
Yeah,
okay. I'm watching the
what
Caps.
What time is the draft?
Bruins.
Eight? I'm guessing it's eight.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm busy. I'm busy tonight. I'm busy tomorrow night as the Caps
we might
on the Flyers.
If they draft Angel Reese, we might be talking about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What pick do the Mystics have?
Six, I believe.
Okay.
The most impressive thing about
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah.
And then she showed it on like social media.
It's kind of weird.
The Mystics have the sixth pick. I had no clue on this. Let's see if any of you guys know this.
Know what?
How many teams are there in the WNBA?
I think I know this. I think it's 12.
I would have guessed 12.
12.
12. Yeah.
But it would have been a pure guess.
I didn't know.
Hey, good for them.
Mystics number six.
All right. Well, I know we got a lot still on the show, but I do have more EP we can get to later if you guys want. I need to find out more about this Kendrick Lamar Drake beef.
Oh, you do?
I do. I'm interested in. I'm interested in all like.
Yeah, you tell beefs. Me all about it.
I mean, I'm into that.
Diss track beefcakes.
Yeah, yeah, I'm into that.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.